We have had severe weather in the Panhandle. I've been continuously updated on this weather. We've had up to 22 inches of rain in the Panhandle. I've talked to a lot of the local elected officials, including the mayor of Pensacola, the sheriffs, other first responders, emergency management individuals in the Panhandle, and we've had flash flooding. We've had about 300 requests for evacuations. We have been sending vehicles there. We've sent 24 high water vehicles from National Guard. The Fish and Wildlife is there with 31 vehicles, 13 boats. I declared a state of emergency early this morning for 26 counties. They were continuing to see bad weather. We've got another 4 inches of rain coming. It's a slow-moving pattern. We have three shelters open. Highway 10 has now reopened. There it was down about 15 miles. We're closed this morning. As I've talked to individuals, there's a lot of water on the ground. We're going to continue to see more flooding, some flash flooding. Every family member needs to be careful. Watch local weather. Be careful of tornadoes. Don't drive into down water. Be careful down power lines. Be cautious. Right after this, I'll be going to Pensacola with Brian Kuhn, the Director of Emergency Management, and Colonel Stanton with the National Guard to talk to first responders, make sure, and this is what I've been doing all morning with elected officials, make sure that we get all the services they need. If they need something, we're going to make sure the state of Florida gets them, the needs, anything they need. We would go in there, one, to find out what they need, and two, to thank them for what they're doing. We've got to be very cautious. We don't want any fatalities. There's a news report of one fatality so far, but that's not been confirmed. I'll be glad to answer any questions anybody has.
What do you know about power outages and other related issues?
Sure. We have about 28,000 homes without power. Earlier this morning, we had 32,000 homes without power. That was at 5 a.m., but just recently I found out there was about 28,000. We've had 300 requests for evacuation. We've handled about 211 of those. Evacuations already happened. But we're continuing to get requests for things, and we're going to continue to make sure that we get all the help they need.
Should the rest of the Panhandle brace for what Pensacola has already received?
Well, it looks like it's moving a little bit to the north, but we have to be careful. We're going to get more rain. We're going to have flash flooding, and our river's going to flood. As this water flows down to the rivers, we're going to have river flooding. So we've got to be very cautious, and we'll see how much rain we ultimately get.